is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Bringing the tunes today. I love it. Great work, Angel. That's a good one. It's one of my favorites. We're live from the from Canvas Stadium. Later today, we'll have the Canvas Community Classic. Our coverage, of course, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. A doubleheader of high school football tonight between Pooter and Rocky Mountain, Fort Collins and Fossil Ridge. This is going to be a blast. So I'm very excited we get to be out here and do that. Angel, do we have the man on? Do we have Cody Tucker on by chance? Must be still working on that at this point. We're trying to get Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com as Wyoming's getting set to take on San Jose State this weekend. And they have a heck of an opportunity to start kind of running the table in this Mountain West Conference, really. And now we do. Cody's online with us, man. That BYU game, I mean, they were right there, right in the thick of this thing. BYU kind of just stuck it out in the end up winning 38-24. Cody, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, buddy. That Jaren Hall's a pretty darn good quarterback. They never have good quarterbacks in Provo, do they?
That's right. They just keep getting spoiled there. And he threw four touchdowns. It's one of those games where I really did feel like, Cody, that at some point Wyoming might bust through and maybe take a lead or maybe run the table in that second half. But, back and forth fourth quarter, and away we go. Wyoming lost that game. But I don't think a lot of people thought they'd even be in it.
No, definitely not. And every time you play the Cougars, Brady, the first thing you think is, oh, man, are they going to be able to hold up on the line of scrimmage? I mean, those guys are huge. They're huge. They're old. They're veterans. And, man, the Cowboys pushed them around. They really did throughout that first half especially. But in the second half there, even Craig Bohl mentioned it. He said he had to have his graduate assistants help him with the tape this week because he's like, I've never seen so many numbers coming in and out of the lineup. I mean, that's how deep BYU is, that it's just they're fresh, they're big, and the Cowboys started missing tackles and just arm tackles, and that's how it goes, man. And things can get steamrolling the wrong way in a hurry in that stadium, and I thought everybody was pretty proud of the Cowboys' effort that night. They didn't let it get away from them, and they just kept fighting to the end, and pretty impressive for a young team playing the number 19 team on the road.
No, and here we are. I mean, I think after that first week at Illinois, a lot of people were freaking out, wondering just how bad or how good or whatever, how Wyoming was going to be. You got three wins so far, and now some opportunities here in this conference. And, Cody, you look around at the Fresno State, you wonder about Jake Haner's health, what that's going to look like. Air Force, obviously, with their news, how are they going to respond? Tell me honestly, if you're a Cowboys fan, if you're Wyoming, do you smell blood in the water in this conference?
Well, I don't know if you smell blood, but you feel pretty darn good. And San Jose State's one of the better teams in this league, and if they can beat them tomorrow in Laramie, it's hard not to look ahead at the next four games, which feature powerhouses like New Mexico, Utah State, Colorado State, teams like that. I mean, the Cowboys can really get on a run here. And I believe the next four opponents they play have a combined record of 4-13 right now. So, you take care of them. Hawaii's also in that mix. You take care of those games, and you're really cooking there. Plus, you've got essentially a two-game lead over Air Force since you have the head-to-head win. So, I know they're feeling good. I know Andrew Peasley sat at the post-game press conference in Provo Saturday night and said, hey, man, we have our goals all in front of us here. We just lost to a really good team, but I love our fight. But, hey, man, it's conference season, and we already got a leg up here, so we're ready to roll.
And a game that, other than you, Cody, and maybe some Wyoming faithful in that Air Force situation, I don't think a lot of people thought the Cowboys would be able to pull that one out. So for me, just looking from where I'm behind enemy lines today, by the way, I'm at Canvas Stadium. Sorry, Cody.
No.
But from where I'm sitting, we got big high school games tonight, so it should be fun. But, from where I'm sitting just looking, I feel like if you're Wyoming, it feels like you're playing with house money a little bit.
Yeah, who would have ever thought that coming into the year? And Trayton Welch, Wyoming's tight end, said after the game in BYU, he goes, man, what we would give to have that Illinois game over, because I think you'd be talking about a totally different story if they played Illinois today. And that's not to take anything away from Chase Brown and those guys. But, I said it after that game. There's no way the Cowboys are 32-point points worse than the Illini. They're just young. They're super inexperienced across the board, and now they're growing together. And something that really stuck out to me this week, Brady, was Andrew Peasley started kind of tearing up at the podium, and he was talking about how much this team cares about each other and how much this team cares in general. I mean, Ja'Cory Hawkins, the cornerback, chased down BYU running back Miles Davis 70 yards downfield at the end of the game in the fourth quarter. Didn't need to, you know, could have let him coast. Jordan Bertinoli, a defensive tackle, chased a wide receiver 40 yards down the field and made a tackle. When he could have just let him coast, he said they care. They all care about each other. And a lot of times you hear that from teams and it's lip service, but I really feel like this team is so young, they're just growing together.
Well, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. You're 3-2, and not a lot of people thought that we'd be five games in looking at a winning record for the Cowboys. So Something is clicking for Wyoming. So when you look at San Jose State, obviously they're figuring things out pretty good over there too. A couple things, you know, I got about a minute or two that stick out to you about this Spartans team.
You know, Brett Brennan, first of all, is my favorite Mountain West coach, and it's not even close. He's just a really good guy. That dude turned down jobs to stay at San Jose State, and you know they have half a stadium. I mean, they're in their infancy as far as like building that program, and you know Brennan led them to a Mountain West title just 2 years ago. So there's a lot of guys still on this team that have won a title, and then bringing Chavin Cordero over from Hawaii was huge, and bringing Elijah Cooks, I believe he's the only Nevada guy who didn't go to CSU. You know, really big wide receiver, really good player for them. And it's kind of weird. Cordero, this is his fourth start against the Cowboys. And he's never even been on Wyoming's side of the division before. So he's 2-1, and he can be a real thorn running the ball, throwing the ball. Really good pickup for them. And then, you know, their defense is just, I believe they have three first-team All-Mountain West defensive players on that side of the ball. They really get to the quarterback. They're really tough. They're really fast. They make life hell, that's for sure. They get a couple of defensive ends, including Cade Hall. He was the co-defensive player of the year in the Mountain West during the preseason voting. And they're pretty good. The thing is with them is you can make them one-dimensional real quick. They have not had any success running the football. And if you can contain Cordero and keep him around that pocket, you could be in good shape. So
yeah.
I think the Cowboys like their chances.
Well, and a heck of an opportunity. And again, we're just kind of easing into conference play for some teams. But with Wyoming, 1-0 in conference play, 3-2 overall. Boise State, a team we thought was going to do some great things. Well, Hank Bachmeier's leaving the program. So, I mean, like I said, I don't know if you could say smelling blood in the water, but something's going on there, man. This conference seems like it's kind of wide open maybe at this point.
It really is, and you know, and who's CSU playing this weekend?
They're off, thankfully, this weekend, Cody. No loss coming there, my man. So I can guarantee, I can put money on that one. No points will be scored, though. That'll stay kind of consistent with things. So.
Oh man, it's hard to see with CSU though. Jay Norvell is such a good coach, and you know, I know people had some expectations that maybe he could come right in and turn this thing around, and it's going to take time, man. You know, you don't go through three coaches and not have some issues.
No question. I mean, they're trying to rebuild this thing, and I think even, you know, I certainly overestimated what that rebuild really looked like, or underestimated, I should say, and overestimated what I thought could happen in this first year. But I haven't lost faith in this side. I think over time hopefully will be okay. I want them all to be good, Cody. I want them all to be great so I can talk about positive things.
I do too, believe it or not. I really want CSU and Wyoming to be good. I talked to my one and only CSU friend about how jealous we were watching Utah and BYU battle it out all those years and always be so good. It always came down to that game. And I would love to see the Border War have more juice to it as far as that goes.
No question. Cody, my man, appreciate you. Love your work as always. And we'll catch up with you next week. We'll see where the Cowboys are after this weekend.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
All right, man. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com, 11:53 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up the first hour. I got the Lunch Rush coming up, and then in the 1 o'clock hour, Football Friday, my picks. Angel, I survived the weekend. I'm basically back at 500. Time to go over that. So that's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss it. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy Live from Canvas Stadium in beautiful Fort Collins. We'll be right back.
Hear the latest on your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.